The interceptions, I'm telling you, that they're going to come.
Flacco was under center to start the half. Forsett, the running back. Straight drop by Flacco. Looking. Fires it out to the right side. That is babbled and picked off by Devon House. He bobbled it and then hung on, and Jacksonville gets a takeaway to start the second half. He bobbled it, hung on, picked it off, and Jacksonville starts deep in Baltimore territory near the 26-yard line. Under center is Flacco. Now it's an eye formation look. Play fake, rolling to his right. Fires it up the right sideline. Good coverage again by Devon House. He's going to pick it off again. Devon's second interception. He steps out of bounds after picking it off. Back-to-back series, Devon House has an interception. Had great coverage on Chris Givens, and he picks it off at the 6-yard line of Jacksonville. 14 seconds of play, 3rd and 15. Jags from their own 40. Straight drop, 3-man rush. Blake steps up, fires it to the side. That is caught by Julius Thomas, but the clock's going to run. 7 seconds. They're going to have to spike it. That's just it. To get a long field goal off. Can they get it spiked? Doesn't look like Blake falls down. The play is alive. The play is alive. And now he's thrown to the ground, but as a face mask, that would make for an untimed down.
Give credit to Blake Bortles. He got it off, and then to continue the play, even though he slipped, you know, we got the face mask call. Huge play in the game, obviously. But then to come out and hit that field goal for Jason, unbelievable.
This is a 53-yarder from the left hash. Jason Myers for the win. Carson Tinker snapped it. Brian Anger will hold it. The snap and holder good. He kicks it up. This kick is good. This kick is
wow.
The Jaguars have beaten the Ravens on a 53-yard field goal from Jason Myers. Are you kidding me? Jags winning in Baltimore.
Now, from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, 1010XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith.
Look, game day's already great, Tony. Imagine how great game day would be for Jag fans if Tyler Devitt could score the highlights, right, as they were taking place. He'd be like the organ player at a ballpark, right, or in an arena, something like that. That was very well done. Nice crescendo right there.
If we get 9-10 wins this year, that means 9-10 are open. Nine or ten new opens.
Exactly.
I cannot speak this morning, apparently.
Exactly.
9 or 10 new opens coming this year.
Yes, 9 or 10 new opens coming this year. And it's still so funny. Blake falls down. Well, the play's still going. It was honestly, maybe still the strangest end game sequence I've seen in the National Football League.
It was bananas what happened at the end of that Baltimore game. And, you know, it shouldn't have happened. I was watching All or Nothing a couple weeks ago, and one of the weeks, Bruce Arians, the head coach at Arizona, was coming in to show his guys. They were getting ready, I think, for the Green Bay game. So he was trying to get his guys to understand in the NFL, game is never over till it's over,
sure.
Right? Because it was a couple weeks after Aaron Rodgers had thrown the Hail Mary to beat Detroit on Monday Night Football. So he's like, here, I want to show you guys a couple things. And they were obviously aware of the Aaron Rodgers throw. So he showed them the Aaron Rodgers throw, and they're like, man, you know, that guy, you know, making that kind of play. And so they're screaming at all the guys in the room about boxing out. Like, this is what you have to do on this final play. And then he's like, I want to show you one more. And so he goes to the Jaguars-Baltimore game, and he shows them the end of that game. And you can, the guys in the room are audibly reacting to what's it. They're like, oh, no. Like, you can hear it. And then, like, Bruce, like, pauses. He's like, look at this. The left tackle's not even set on the play.
Right.
He's like, they should have thrown a flag. Game should have been over at that moment. They shouldn't have even have the opportunity for this field goal. And the players in the room are like, oh. Like, there's just all this groaning going on. It was absolutely fantastic.
Hey, but it's our W, and we'll take it, and we'll embrace it, and we'll love it, Tony, because we didn't have that many of them this year. That'll be considered an ugly victory. It was a beautiful one last year for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You can get them.
Metro Rooter brings you the show every Wednesday. Today's question of the day, inspired by a former Jaguar. You know, we start season 7 tonight of Running with MJD. It's the 8th year I've done radio with Maurice Jones-Drew. In some capacity, we did the old Running with MJD show here. Actually, it was just the Maurice Jones-Drew show back in the day, I believe, is what we called it. His second year in the league. We've been doing a show called Running with MJD for the last 6 NFL seasons. It's a fantasy show, but we talk NFL as well. And I found out yesterday, Tony, we had a conference call to discuss the season coming up and all these things. And I found out the news that Maurice is now beyond that scope, a professional football broadcaster. He's going to be the color commentator on the LA Rams radio network for the upcoming season, and maybe
cool.
many beyond that, right? You know, he loves the Bay Area, but he also loves the LA lifestyle, so he's going to be making that trip on a weekly basis, it sounds like, down to...
I saw some people on Twitter that was like, oh, if he was a real Jaguars guy, he'd be doing the Jaguars radio. It's like, that's not really how it works.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Did the Jags offer him the spot and he turned it down?
There's no slight to the Jaguars, just a job opportunity.
Absolutely. He's on the West Coast. Look, is it a slight to the Raiders? He played for the Raiders, too, right? He's going to work for the Rams. They're the ones who offered him the opportunity. He's an L.A. Guy in many ways. So today we're asking you, the fan feedback spotlight, to weigh in on this one. Which Jaguar, past or present, who isn't currently working as a member of the media? And it's a pretty decently long list of guys. You count David Garrard as a member of the media? I do.
Sure.
Not just because of this show, but he does TV work with CBS 47 and Fox 30 during the football season. He's done that for a while. So there's a short list, and we'll go through some of them as we go along today, of Jags that are currently certainly in the media in some capacity. That includes, of course, Tony Boselli and Jeff Logman here on the game day broadcast for your Jacksonville Jaguars. Fred Taylor now is into it with his co-hosting the post-game show with us, and he'll appear live every week on the pregame, or live or recorded, plausibly live.
I heard you say that you will be indoors for all of the shows now.
We will be indoors. We won't be outside anymore.
So you'll be in the new JOI studios,
correct?
Right?
They're still a work in progress.
Okay.
You can broadcast from them, but they're not done. They want to put in...
The video capabilities aren't there yet.
The video capabilities,
and
the set
table.
Is not
yeah.
there, right? They're going to have when you tune into SportsCenter, they have a console sitting in front of them, right? Whereas typical radio studio, you have some kind of roundish table where everyone can sit around and see each other, right? And this is going to be more of a TV studio with radio capabilities, and they're going to have some kind of like console desk in there. Not tomorrow's game, but by the start of the regular season, at least, the plan is to be that basically anything they're broadcast out of there, they're going to stream online. That includes this program. So
awesome.
Damn it, I got to wear a clean shirt every day now, man. I'm not really happy about this whatsoever. So anyway, the question today, which Jag, past or present, who isn't currently a member of the media, would make the best broadcaster, whether that's TV, radio, and you can even suggest a role for them if you want to. So we'll talk about that a little bit today. We'll hear from Gus Bradley following practice yesterday. See this girl from Columbia's haircut, by the way, the one who scored the goal right through Hope Solo's legs that we're watching on replay right now. You see that thing? It's like the mohawk with the long hair in the back. I've never quite seen this before on a young lady, but she used the left foot with great aplomb yesterday. USA tied Columbia, I guess, is how it went down. Another gold medal this morning at the Olympics. That's what I gathered from what Jordan said. I don't know what we wanted.
I have no idea. I've probably watched 40 minutes of Olympics coverage.
I have not
total.
Watched much either, Tony. And, I just, it's not like I'm avoiding it.
No, I watched a rugby match on Saturday, I think it was.
Is that the one where the USA won like 28-0 or whatever? Was
no.
it men's rugby?
I watched the women's rugby lose.
Okay.
A match on Saturday or Sunday, and I've watched...
I watched a little bit of that.
Maybe 10 minutes of swimming. Like,
yeah.
In prime time, I've watched just very, very little.
I haven't watched any swimming. I did watch some beach volleyball the other day. I was actually watching a little of indoor, the 6-on-6 volleyball. I remember back in 84, that was a big deal. Out in Los Angeles, Karch Karai with the, I think he had like the 2-inch flat top on top of his head, if I'm not mistaken. That was a... Who do they have? St. John Smith? Was he one of the guys on the team?
No
back
idea.
Then? I everyone knew the volleyball players. Everyone was so into it because it was the Summer Olympics in the United States of America.
I know we got a break here soon, but one of the best stories that I've seen here soon or from the Olympics recently was a kayaker was competing over in Rio and, kayaking along the river, and they hit a sofa.
In the river, right.
A sofa was in the river, and his kayak capsized during the event.
But it's all overblown.
He hit a sofa and
it's
capsized during
every
the
Every river has sofas in it, all right? Every river. You can't go to anywhere in this great world of ours, Tyler, without finding a sofa in the middle of the river. At least that's what they'd have you believe. You know, all these people are, it's not so bad. People get shot in the United States, too. I don't know. When I go to a Jags game, Tony, and I leave... I don't see bullet-riddled TV trucks,
no.
Right? I read a headline, didn't read the story,
no.
That a media van or bus was shot at following one of the events yesterday. So I guess they're upset.
No, and really the story is that this is a nation that has now hosted the World Cup and now the Olympics. So all the money that they've been given basically to improve all of these different things over the past 5-6 years to get ready for these two major world events to come in, where'd the money go?
Right.
Because it didn't go to the places it was supposed to. And that is a big story.
Right. I would think the president of Brazil has some fine Zika-proofed mosquito netting around his palace. That's about all I can think of where it might have gone. Oh, that's a good one. Austin Lane. Austin Lane would make a great broadcaster. He is a really, really interesting guy. All right, we'll talk a bunch of Jag stuff today. A day away from the preseason opener versus the New York Jets. Glad you're along on a Metro Rooter Wednesday. If you'd like to be a part of the program, tweet us today at MD_1010XL, at 1010XL Fat Tony, at 1010XL Tyler, 641-1010. Both the phone number and the text line driven by Duval Ford. Again, the question of the day today, which Jag, past or present, wasn't yet in the media, would make the best broadcaster in your opinion? And we'll talk about that as we go along today as well. It's Jaguars Today on a Metro Rooter Wednesday on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field. All Jags, all NFL. Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
High school football is just around the corner. I'm Jordan DeArmond, and I'll have team previews all month on 1010XL. Watch my interviews with top area coaches at 1010XL.com. Brought to you by Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road.
This is Dr. Richard Grimsley of the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. JOI is proud to provide sports medicine services to the Jaguars, the Sharks, the Armada, JU, FSCJ, and to many high schools in the North Florida area. With 34 of the most experienced, caring, and fellowship-trained specialists in orthopedics, it's no wonder why coaches, parents, and athletes choose JOI. We have 7 physician clinics and 10 physical therapy clinics to better serve our patients' needs. Call us at JOI 2000. We are Jacksonville's Orthopedic Institute.
Does your tap water taste and smell bad? Are you concerned about what's in your tap water? Don't waste money on bottled water. Florida Pump Service can solve your problem with a reverse osmosis system for your home. It removes 95 to 99% of impurities. Get high quality water right to your tap for only pennies a gallon. Call Florida Pump Service today for a free, no hassle water test at 269-0202 or visit FloridaPumpService.com. Florida Pump Service. We make water happen.
Do you have kids and you're looking for a cool sports experience that you can get them into that doesn't take up all your time? Well, then check out i9sports.com. i9 Sports is reinventing the youth sports experience for families across the First Coast. Check them out. i9sports.com.
Now that should take care of any problem. Wild West Guns and Gold is always there for you because even a 60-second response time is not enough. Wild West Guns and Gold only buys dealer direct and passes the savings directly on to you. Not only does Wild West Guns and Gold guarantee the best price every time, they have the best selection on everything from handguns to military assault rifles. Call 693-0777 or visit gunsforjax.com. That's guns, the number 4, JAX.com for more information.
It's football season, and that means it's hardball time. If your company tailgate party needs new swag, let Hardball do it all. Online at hardballcreative.com.
Hardball Creative. Hardball does it all.
Attention Jaguar fans, season parking passes for the 2016 football season are now available. The Jacksonville Fairgrounds is once again offering a fun, safe, and clean parking area for tailgating, just a short walk to Everbank Field. An 8-game package is only $200 for the season, which includes all regular and preseason games. For access to the best parking all season, visit JacksonvilleFair.com. That's JacksonvilleFair.com.
Hey, Hicken here for the Sleep Happy Summer Sale at Mattress Firm. Final days of Mattress Firm's Sleep Happy Summer Sale. You know what you want. Through Sunday, you get some cool summer savings, up to $300 on all the best brands like Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. Heck, you can get queen mattress sets for as low as $179.99. Try beating that. Plus, through Sunday, no interest financing for 5 years. By the way, call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval. Bottom line is this: listen to your body, gang. If you wake up in the morning and you're not feeling good, you're feeling stiff, you're feeling sore, maybe it's time for that new mattress. If that mattress is 8 years old, well, heck, it's losing its support. It's time to go get a new one. Go see my friends at Mattress Firm. Lay on one of those babies. You'll be sold. You'll be hooked. I promise you, you will sleep happy. You'll save money. Go see my friends at Mattress Firm and go see them today.
Now's a perfect time to join the Golf Club of Southampton. In fact, if you become a member for a year, Southampton will knock 2 months off the books just for joining. And you'll love Southampton. It's always in great shape, and it's for all skill levels. The staff is top-notch, and you'll notice right away that a family-owned and operated golf course like Southampton makes you feel right at home. Call 287-PLAY and ask how you can become a member right now and save 2 months of dues. That's 287-PLAY for the Golf Club of Southampton.
The Georgia Bulldogs play here. 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Jacksonville, make Key Buick GMC your destination for the best selection of Enclaves, Encores, and the all-new Cascada convertible. Service, sales, reputation. Get it all and get it now. Visit KeyBuickGMC.com today.
Getting old has its ups and downs. Trust me, there's plenty I could offer on that subject, but let's stick to your eyes. If you're becoming more dependent on reading glasses or contacts, find out about a new procedure called Camera. Dr. Snipper and the Jacksonville Eye Center have the state-of-the-art technology to help keep your reading vision where you'd like it to be. Call 355-5555 and set up an appointment to see if Camera is right for you. Dr. Snipper, a trusted surgeon that can help answer all your questions. 355-5555, the Jacksonville Eye Center.
The biggest complaints personal injury clients have are their lawyers or they can't get a hold of them and they don't know what's going on with their case. This is attorney Brett Hastings, and our firm isn't like any other Jacksonville injury firm. I personally meet with every client, and no client question goes unanswered. Don't take my word for it. Take my clients. Visit justiceforjacksonville.com for our clients' testimonials. There are no fees or costs unless you win, and the consultation is always free. Law offices of Brett Hastings, where the injured find justice.
Hey, this is Tony, Tony D's Pizza. Come in for daily pizza specials starting at $5.50, or check out our featured special on subs and salads every day from 11 to 3. The best and authentic New York pizza and pasta, Tony D's Pizza and Restaurant, Bay Meadows and 9A, right behind Walgreens.
I'm afraid I can't stay long. There's a lot of people out there who need help.
She's our Supergirl.
I'm not Supergirl.
Girl could get hurt doing this stuff.
Amanda Borges.
I'm very boring and really normal.
Afternoons on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, more Jaguars today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, Metro Rooter brings you the show every Wednesday. If you've got a plumbing issue or you want to make sure you don't have a plumbing issue, have Metro Rooter and their staff of experts check it out for you for all size plumbing jobs, residential, commercial, industrial plumbing. I mean, they can handle any job, septic systems, restaurant grease trap service. If you think of it and it has to do with plumbing, Metro Rooter has a solution, same-day service, weekends included. The right people and the right equipment. It's a simple formula that has kept Metro Rooter at the top of the game, serving Jacksonville and beyond since 1978. MetroRooter.com is the website. Call 695-1911 for our Wednesday sponsor of Jaguars Today, our friends at Metro Rooter. A couple of quick items here as we just break the seal on this Wednesday morning. I have 666 unread emails in my personal account.
So someone needs to send you an email or you need to read one.
I was like, you better hurry up and read one.
Well, but like Dempsey's email.
But if you read one, then the next one you get, you're going to be at 666.
Right,
again.
I'm going to be stuck there. Or I could just like delete like the 200 oldest ones. It's weird what I save in there, you know? Like, oh, Jaguar.
You saved that Johnny Manziel game for like a whole year, and we brought it back last summer, right?
Well, it's like you know, here's one from yesterday that I just didn't get around to going through. The Jaguars and Ashley Home Store will host the 5th annual stadium sleepover coming up. It's not something we're going to really talk much about other than we just mentioned it right now, yet I couldn't be bothered to deal with that. I always get my wife is like 5,000 unread emails. I'm like, Heather, honestly, if I go in there one day and just delete everything from, say, 3 months and back, you're never going to know. Oh, no. I might need that. All right, whatever. I guess we're the pack rat. So now, thanks to that one I got from the Jags, I have 665. I feel better about it already.
Nice.
Have you seen this show on HBO called The Night Of?
I have not, no.
It's good. Somebody turned me on to it the other day, and I've watched, I think, the first four episodes. There have been five of them that have aired. It's season one Just a little crime procedural, you know, whodunit. Guy wakes up after a night hooking up with somebody. He wakes up to find her murdered. Doesn't think he did it. You know, did he? Did he not? Who did it if he didn't?
Sure.
That kind of thing. It's on HBO. Pretty good. Just throwing that out there for you. Absolutely no charge on that one. The Night Of on HBO. All right, Tony, we're going to get to all the sound from yesterday's practice coming up in a little bit. But I told you, my buddy Elliot Harrison at NFL.com, I really have a lot of respect for this guy as a writer and a guy with great knowledge of the NFL. And we've been missing out on our timing to have him on the program because he's written some very complimentary things about the Jags. And, you know, he's based on the West Coast, so it's not like he's, you know, in the orbit where he's getting biased by it. But he has the preseason power rankings out, and the Jaguars come in at number 17. That's pretty good,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's borderline playoff team is what you look at here. I'm going to ask you, how many of these, the first 16, do you think you can get? Not necessarily in order. I think this will be fairly easy for you to get most of the 16 teams that he has ranked ahead of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then I'm going to point something out about the rankings that, while 17 seems pretty good, maybe it's not as good as it appears at first glance. So give me some teams that you think are ranked ahead of the Jags.
Okay, let me pull up the NFL standings real quick so I can look at all these teams from last year. Let me go, starting with the NFC West, we'll go Arizona.
Arizona's number two, yeah.
Seattle.
Seattle is number six.
All right, to the south, I don't think the Los Angeles Rams or 49ers ahead of them. Carolina.
Carolina's number one team. Because, you know, you look at it, Super Bowl team, but Denver's had more losses than Carolina has this offseason.
All right, they could be, but I'm not going to mention them yet. Going to the north, Green Bay.
Green Bay is number three.
Minnesota.
Minnesota is number eight.
All right. Not completely sure about any of the teams in the East, so I may come back to that. The Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos are in there at number four.
Kansas City.
Kansas City Chiefs make the list at number nine.
Oakland.
Oakland's number 10.
Okay. In the South, Houston.
Houston is number 13. The one South team, by the way, ranked ahead of the Jags.
Right. To the North, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers are number seven.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals are number 11.
In the East, New England.
The New England Patriots, I believe, are number five.
How many teams do I have left?
You've got Panthers, Cardinals, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Seahawks, Steelers, Vikings. You've got the entire top 10. You got the Bengals at 11. You've got number 12 missing, number 14, number 15, and number 16.
So
you've
got
four squads left. Yeah. You're perfect so far.
Four more teams.
Remember that expression, go west, young man? It doesn't apply here. I'm trying to help you out.
Okay.
Does not apply.
Four more teams. Let's see here. Not there. So they're the only one from there.
Dramatic guessing game on Jaguars today.
I know. Does he have the Jets ahead of him?
The Jets come in at number 15. Yes.
They were bad last year, but maybe a bounce back for them. Baltimore?
Baltimore. Your first miss right there for the Ravens. The Ravens are, the Ravens are way down. 23rd.
Washington, they did win the division.
Yes, they're 12. Yes, get a ding for the Redskins, please. Thank you.
Buffalo?
Buffalo's 14. Very nice. One to go. It was very, very good job. He's only missed one.
It's not them. Could be them. I'm debating between two teams.
Give them both. You get three strikes.
I think he's got it.
Giants and Bucks.
Giants. There you go. You only missed one. That was good. Here's the issue. If you paid close attention to that, nine of those 16 are from the AFC, right? So whereas
they're 10th in the AFC.
Right. Whereas he thinks they're the 17th best team in the league, which is a borderline playoff team, is 16 squad. No, wait. 12 squads make the playoff. I said borderline playoff team. I don't know what. I think I was thinking NBA or something there, Tony. I was confusing myself. I guess 17's a little outside of that playoff range, so I misspoke there.
Striking distance.
But striking distance. That would be a good way of putting it. But he has nine squads in the AFC ranked ahead of the Jacksonville Jaguars, including the Houston Texans. Here's what he said about the Jags. Much talk of Miles Jack playing early and often. The interesting thing about Jack's that many league observers see him as a player Jacksonville must capitalize on now with his knee situation. Jack might end up being brilliant, but in a short window, the Jags linebacker to really be excited about, and he calls him a linebacker, and I can understand body type-wise that may be right, but he says Dante Fowler Jr., who's had a year to assimilate the mental aspects of the game, the number 3 overall pick, just turned 22 years old, plenty of time to make people completely forget about his lost rookie campaign and resulting in no more 44-38 contests in Jacksonville. So relying on
a
big improvement on the defensive side of the football. But look, to me, I don't know, this list won't be 100% accurate. These teams are not going to finish a season ranked this way, you know, based on the standings exactly. But it does make it pretty clear when you start going through team by team of teams that could make the postseason this year, right? You could see the Jets won 10 games last year. Will they do it again? I don't know, but they could, right? The Patriots certainly look like they're going to go to the postseason. The Bengals and the Steelers are strong perennial contenders. You've got practically the entire NFC West mentioned here with the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Broncos. The path to the postseason is clearly to win the AFC South for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not that it's impossible to get in as a wild card.
No.
But that has got to be the clear goal for this football team. Take care of your 6 games in the division. And if you do that, if you can go 4-2, 5-1, I think a lot of the rest of it will take care of itself.
Well, even that list highlights that. You mentioned that they're 10th in the AFC, even if they are 17th in the NFL.
Right.
2nd in the AFC South, and only 4 spots behind the other team that's ranked, you know, from the division. And that's a team with a big question mark at what they're going to get out of quarterback. And, look, I think there's questions about, I know how dominant Houston was defensively for the second half of last season. They were also a defense that got torched for half a year last year, too, in the first half. And
right,
which one are they going to show up and be? I think a lot of people are expecting it to be the second-half Texans because that's what we saw at the end of the season last year on defense. But that's not necessarily how the NFL works, right? You are a different team one year to the next, so who knows exactly what Houston's going to be on defense. I think they'll wind up being pretty good. I have big questions about what they have on the offensive side of the ball. All the teams in the division are really flawed. They're really flawed in some way. Can Jacksonville overcome its flaws to win the division at 9-7, 10-6, something like that? I certainly think it's possible. I don't know that I think it's probable for this football team this year, but I think it's possible, and it is the way that they get into the playoffs this year. I can't imagine looking at these 4 teams in the division right now that somebody's going to be a wild card coming out of the South.
You would think very unlikely.
Right.
With the field the way it's laid out in the AFC. I'll say this. Looking at that first month of the season, right, everyone's talking about it, how important it is to get off to a fast start. I think the games for the first month of the season for the Jags get progressively more important. Taking them in reverse order, week 4 against the Colts, that's a division game. That's the out of the first month of the season, that's the most important game you're going to play. If you can get a victory in the division. Then I would argue that the Ravens game is the next most important, while the Chargers are also a conference opponent, that's a road game. You got to protect home field. So Baltimore in week 3, second most important. Then the Chargers game is more important than the Packers game because that's going to factor into tiebreakers more, being an AFC opponent. So progressively, they get more important for the Jags. Regardless, come out, and as we've talked about, and get that victory over the Green Bay Packers. And I think as much as they believe in themselves in that locker room, And they always talk about what our expectations are, they've won 12 games. You know, for the guys that have been here, there has to be, if they get off to a slow start this year, there has to be a little bit of, or the potential for, oh, here we go again. Really?
Yeah.
Are we going to do this again? Are we going to squander all this talent that we have? Win that game, and you've got a tangible reason inside that building, inside that locker room, to believe and some of the lofty goals that you set for yourself. All right, coming back, we'll hear from head coach Gus Bradley. Blake Bortles to come today as well. A little bit from Luke Jokel as well, weighing in as he continues to battle. You know, look, now Josh Wells with the broken thumb. He's not been particularly good during training camp.
He's solid.
But you look at where he is in the pecking order among tackles on this team, Tony, and just goes to show you how fragile that whole thing is up front right now. And let's get Blake in and out of that game healthy tomorrow night. Seriously, because right now, I don't know. If Beecham's not ready to go on opening day, I don't know what combination you're looking at. Maybe Shatley's playing guard over there. Maybe Linkenbach gets in the mix somewhere, somehow. You know, he's got some weeks to play that out. They need Kelvin Beecham to get healthy. And they need Brandon Linder to get back and healthy and continue to work on the chemistry on that offensive line. We all think Brandon Linder's going to be very good. Like to see him out on the practice field and be able to stay out there and get a lot of reps with these guys. So it's something obviously we'll be keeping an eye on all throughout the preseason and into the 2016 campaign. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you along with Tyler Devitt at 1010XL World Headquarters. Coming back, we'll hear from the head coach, Gus Bradley, as the Jags wrapped up their final preseason game practice yesterday. Two more open to the public, and you've got to register for them next Wednesday and Thursday. We'll tell you how coming up. It's Jaguars Today on a Metro Rooter Wednesday here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Hey, folks, Mike Dempsey here for Dandy Foods. You know what? You don't have to register for a quick and easy and delicious lunch. You pop into your local Kangaroo Express or Circle K. Don't waste your lunch hour in the drive-thru line. In fact, don't waste your time any time of day. When you're hungry, don't get some greasy, warmed-over burger that's been laying under a heat lamp for hours. No, head to the fresh case at the Circle K or Kangaroo Express, the next one you come to, and you're going to find the whole line of Dandy and Anytime Deli products. And, man, I tell you, they are absolutely delicious. Maybe you don't like every variety, but there's something for every taste out there, and it's always affordable. Great ingredients, many of them gotten here right here locally, including fresh baked bread made right here in Jacksonville on all those Dandy sandwiches and subs. Now with the breakfast sliders and the sandwich wraps, all they're doing is giving you more healthy and delicious options. Go check it out, folks, whenever you're hungry. Lunchtime, breakfast time, any time of day. Don't waste your time. Do what I do. Go out and make yours a Dandy today. You'll thank me.
Jaguars Daily is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jags completed day 11 of training camp yesterday. Now on the injury front, wide receiver Marquise Lee was held out of practice after practicing in full on Monday. Now Gus Bradley addressed the Lee situation after practice yesterday.
We held him out today. We wanted to see how his tempo running and then a practice yesterday and how he would respond to it. But everything looks very positive for him. So I'll find out more after the trainers tonight, and then tomorrow we'll run him a little bit and see. But hopefully everything's a go to where he has a chance to play some.
Now another name that you may recognize who will not see the field on Thursday against the Jets is offensive lineman Josh Wells. He injured his thumb and will need surgery. Now, this has been your Jaguars Daily Update brought to you by JOI. I'm Jordan DeArmond.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, this is Jaguars Today.
Hacker here. Guys, come on out to Wing It in Mandarin this Friday night for the Hacker Happy Hour. Ice cold drinks, the best chicken wings, and finally, some NFL football. It's Hacker Happy Hour this Friday night at Wing It in Mandarin on Old St. Augustine Road.
Doing business in North Florida for over 20 years, First Coast Roofing is the only call you need to make for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial, repairs or re-roofs. Call today for a free estimate, 287-7756. How about a roof for as little as $500? First Coast Roofing specializes in roofs damaged by wind or hail and will work with you to file your homeowner's claim with the insurance company. Call Bob Roberts at First Coast Roofing for all your roofing needs, 287-7756. License number CCC-05679.
The very latest on the Jacksonville Armada. Every Thursday night at 10 on CW17, it's Armada Kickoff. Interviews with players. We'll hear from Coach Tony Miola and get you ready for this weekend's game. Armada Kickoff, Thursdays at 10 on CW17.
Do you know what we call a three-year-old BMW? The ultimate driving machine. With an up to 5 years, 75,000-mile warranty and under 15,000 miles on the odometer, a BMW certified pre-owned elite is just getting started. So hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. Welcome to the BMW Certified Edge. For full information about the BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite Warranty, call 1-800-334-4BMW.
Visit TomBushBMW.com or OPBMW.com and see us for a test drive today.
Hicken here, non-attorney spokesperson. The construction lawyers at Regan, Whalen, Zabuni, and Atwood can help resolve issues related to the design and construction on private and public projects. Their board-certified lawyers have been evaluated for professionalism and tested for expertise. To learn more about how they can help you, call RWZA Law at 904-356-1300. That's 356-1300. Or visit rwzalaw.com, Office Jacksonville.
The response to Mike Merritt's Decade of Comfort was so strong in 2015, we're offering it again this year. A new Carrier Turn to the Experts cooling system will give you worry-free comfort for a decade. providing a 10-year warranty on the compressor, parts, labor, refrigerant if needed, and one free maintenance a year to complete your decade of comfort. A decade of comfort comes with each Carrier system installation. The Mike Merritt Decade of Comfort. Visit us today at MerrittAir.com.
We've been telling you about the Freedom Boat Club for a while here. This weekend, you can find out for yourself what hassle-free boating is all about. It's a Freedom Boat Club open house at the Julenton Creek Marina, right there at San Jose and Julenton Creek Bridge. Come to the open house. From 10 to 5, you can take a free boat ride. You can see what the club is all about. They'll have food and refreshments as well. If you currently own a boat, that's no problem. They buy and trade boats at Freedom Boat Club as well. So find out more about the Freedom Boat Club with the open house this weekend at Julenton Creek Marina.
On base at NAS Jax, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
I don't have to think about my roof again for 50 years.
Why not?
Carlson replaced it with a 50-year Owens Corning-backed platinum warranty.
Who does that?
Carlson.
A 50-year platinum warranty?
Carlson Enterprises. Carlson. CGC.com.
You don't have to be an NFL draft pick to get a signing bonus. Not when you join the Republic Services team. With world-class safety training and onboarding, competitive day rates, full benefits, and retirement plans, it's time right now to become a Republic Services driver. And right now, a sign-on bonus of $1,500 for drivers and $500 for helpers. You're joining a great company. You'll wear a star and drive your career. And right now at Republic Services, $1,500 signing bonus for drivers, $500 signing bonus for helpers.
Travis Pastrana here from Nitro Circus Live, and you're listening to 1010 XL, 92.5 FM, Jax Sports Radio.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, more Jaguars today on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, weighing on the question of the day today on Jaguars Today. Today is what we'd like you to do today.
A lot of today's.
You know it. I always hated reading the USA Today today. Have you read the USA Today today? When's the last time you read a newspaper? Like an actual, not online, like the actual ink-stained pages.
I don't know.
It's been a while. I used to read three newspapers a day. I mean, everything but like the money section because I had no money. But I would read almost cover to cover every single thing I could get my hands on. Haven't done that in a while. Suicide Squad, yay or nay?
Neither. The question that you asked me was you were trying to figure out if it was something you wanted to take Colin
right.
to, and I would give that a heavy no. But it's because the language is a little bit rough. The interactions between Harley Quinn and Joker are weird, I would think, for a kid his age. It would just be weird
right.
To watch that kind of stuff going on the screen. It's not terrible. Like, I didn't hate it actively the way I did Batman vs. Superman. Like, while I was sitting there, I was mad the whole time I was watching Batman vs. Superman. This one, I was entertained basically the whole time, but it's completely forgettable. Like, it's the day after, and I'm a guy who quotes movies and TV shows all the time. I can't imagine me ever quoting Suicide Squad because I can't imagine me ever remembering anything from Suicide Squad. It's just a completely forgettable supervillain experience.
Of course, Colin has told me, Daddy, I've seen all the spoiler-free trailers, and it looks awesome. So, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
Five more years, you go out and check it out.
Right.
Probably one of those movies you wait till it comes out on Netflix for free, though, right? At least for me. I probably wouldn't go to pay for that.
No. You, who sees no movies anyway, there's no
reason. Trust me, if it were suitable for Colin, we'd be going this weekend. There's no question. We see every superhero movie in the. I didn't think it would be. It looked a little bit beyond.
Yeah, it may be PG-13, but it's a hard 13.
I got you.
Let's put it that way. There are movies that are hard R's. This is a hard 13.
Question of the day today: which Jag, past or present, who's not a member of the media, who hasn't worked as a member of the media, would make the best broadcaster? Do we take McManus off the table? He was a member of the media. He was although. Tom never wanted to be called a member of the media,
did he?
But he was a broadcaster, let's put it that way. Somebody put Yurko on there. Yurko, as far as I know, is still doing radio up in Chicago, isn't he?
Still doing middays.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. By the way, John on the text line, driven by Duval Ford, says he has 9,987 unread emails in his Gmail. Or at least he says he has that many emails in his Gmail. Heck, I've got a lot of emails in my inbox. My Gmail, the only thing I have my Gmail for was to set it up so I had an email account for my Facebook, right? And I've never, honestly, I don't think I've ever checked it. So it could have, I don't know, 15,000 unread emails.
The late, great Balls Davis, I walked in the studio when my first couple days working here, and Balls Davis.
I miss him.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Balls Davis had, I believe, 4,000 emails in his 1010 XL email.
In his 1010 email.
In his work email, he had like 4,000 emails.
You're going to run out of space.
Nobody sends anything good in the work email. Come on, let's be honest, right?
Rest in peace.
All right, rest in peace, Balls Davis. And, man, I'm going to tear up. Okay, let's get to it. Gus Bradley, yesterday,
those
wrapping up.
Those tears lasted a long time.
Well, I'm trying to change the subject, Tyler, so I don't get emotional here about Balls. We miss him, you know? Just what would you give for one more day with Balls Davis?
Not a whole lot.
Not much. Gus, after practice yesterday, final practice for the Jags before their preseason opener against the Jets tomorrow night, here's how he opened up that media session.
I just want to make sure I reach out to them and tell them how much we appreciate them. I know when next week we bring Tampa in, we'll open up to our fans again. But just to have that atmosphere at practice every day, I know, especially in days like this where it's what, practice number 11 or 12, I know the players really appreciate it, as well as the coaching staff. It's just tough. You know, George was one of our first hires when we got hired on here, and is a dear friend of ours. A lot of our coaches had the opportunity to coach with him. My thoughts and prayers go to his wife, Cindy, his 3 children and 8 grandchildren. I know he had a chance to visit last night. You know, he's touched so many people's lives, so many players' lives and coaches' lives in the NFL and college, wherever he coached. You know, he left a legacy, and I know he inspired a lot of people, and people really appreciate him.
Gus Bradley there talking about the passing of George Yarnough for a few moments really before he got into anything else, and went on to talk a little bit about, you know, not bringing back Coach Yarnough for this season and how tough that was for him.
For those that know George, they understand just how competitive he is. So everything in his mind was to come back here and coach. We gathered all the information, and we kind of set it up that way. So with Luke moving up to coach the offensive line, to you know, kind of have that hope where he could come back. And we just continued our conversation, and at some point he felt like he really wanted to spend time with his grandchildren, his kids. So, but those are difficult conversations.
Again, condolences to the Yarnough family. We mentioned that yesterday during the show. And one of the guys he coached here in his rookie campaign was Luke Jokel. And no matter what you think about, you know, Luke's play, I don't fault George Yarnough for that. But, you know, you get close to your position coach, I think, if the guy, you know, if you work together a lot and, you know, I'm sure there are cases where guys don't get along with their position coach. But I think Jokel did. And he talked about his passing yesterday as well.
He was a great man. You know, keeping up with it a little bit, seeing how he's been doing, and, you know, hearing from Gus and all that kind of stuff. But I haven't heard in a couple, you know, in a little while. But to hear that, you know, he did pass, you know, it's definitely sad. You know, my thoughts and prayers are with his family. I think the biggest thing is, you know, it kind of puts in perspective what we're going through. We kind of complain sometimes about going through training camp and all that kind of stuff and, you know, the grind of it. But, you know, that's a man that he's been battling cancer every single day for the last 3 years. And, you know, he's a fighter. And, you know, it's, you know, thoughts and prayers of his family. But he fought for a long time.
Everything's relative, man. It does put it in perspective. But it's not, look, we all complain about things, right? That really, there's always somebody worse off than you are.
Mm-hmm.
In many regards, there are probably lots of people worse off than you are. I don't think it makes you a callous person to complain. You know, it's just kind of day-to-day life, but it does when something like that happens for those guys that they're close to. George Yarnough, which Luke Jokel sounds like he was, puts things in a little bit of perspective for you.
No doubt about it, and it's been a sad day for the Jags, you know, with the passing of Yarnough, and it's nice to hear guys that had the opportunity to be coached by him talk about him a little bit and the impact that he had on their lives, because it's obviously a big impact for these people that were around Yarnough, and I think that is kind of the measure of someone's life, is the way people do talk about you and the kind of impact that you did have on them. Getting back to a little bit of football here, Gus Bradley talking after practice yesterday, talked about the running back Chris Ivory after practice.
Ivory's been really good. You know, we've been monitoring, you know, he's on that protocol like some other players where we hold him out of practice and stuff just to keep him fresh. But, you know, what I think what's really impressed us now, we gave him the challenge right after minicamp to really understand the protections and be that three-down type of back. And he's really stepped it up as far as that. We all know that he can run. He's shown his running ability. But that part of his game, I think he's really picked it up.
By the way, Jags listing Ivory and Yeldon as co-starters for right now, and it may stay that way. You know, Tony, maybe a case, depending on game plan week to week, that a different guy will be in there to start the game, depending on how they want to approach things. Maybe if they're going to throw the ball a little bit more early on, maybe you get more of Yeldon. Maybe if you're trying to set the physical tone, you're going to get Ivory. So I don't think it's written in stone that even if Ivory opens up as the starter, let's say he out-snaps Yeldon and out-touches him this year with the football, that he's going to start every game necessarily for this team. So, moving along, what are we going to get to here? How about Gus Bradley continuing along with the guy that everyone's had their eye on since the beginning of training camp, Dante Fowler Jr., and Gus talked about him trying to stop hurting his teammates. And has he been able to rein himself in that category a little bit?
Here's a real easy way to do it. You take him out for a little bit. No, he's good. You know what? He does. His motor runs high all the time. And, you know, you love that part of him. And, you know, so you want him to continue that. So, you know, like today, we had a situation today where his effort, Malik's effort, you know, there was a little bit of a collision that took place. And, you know, you always hold your breath, but you love that energy and you love that spirit they bring. And I think that he's done a good job. He knows the situations from the time that we talked to him.
I love listening to head coaches talk about the skirmishes out at camps and that kind of thing, especially with young players. I saw it a couple weeks ago with Dan Quinn when Keanu Neal, their first-round pick, got into a training camp fight, hit a guy, and Jacob Tammy took offense to it. And afterwards, Quinn's like, no, I don't want to change a thing. You know, it's like, yeah, go get him.
Right.
You know, if you're the rookie out there, go get him. That's why we brought him in here. And I think you kind of get that same sense from Gus that, yeah, this is what we want Dante to be doing. We don't necessarily want it to be with guys on his own team, but this is part of why we brought him in. And he talked a little bit after practice yesterday about that idea of fighting at practice.
One of our rules is protect the team. You know, at this time in practice, you go against each other, you go against each other. And, you know, those things happen. I told him sometimes we made some wrong choices in the fight. It's one thing to get a player off, but you can't fight. You can't throw a punch.
Yeah, those Bucks practices will be worthy of close monitoring, I have a feeling. You know, you beat up on your guys, you beat up on your guys. You're looking forward to going up against somebody new in there. But then after a couple of days of going up against those same guys, and they're not key to your success this year, I wouldn't doubt that we see a little of tempers rising. We'll see how it plays out next week. One more from Gus before we move on here from him. Just talked about the return to practice of Marquise Lee.
We held him out today. We wanted to see how, you know, his tempo running and then a practice yesterday and how he would respond to it. But everything looks very positive for him. So I'll find out more after the trainers tonight, you know, and then tomorrow we'll run him a little bit and see. But hopefully everything's a go to where he has a chance to play some.
Now, hopefully, right? I mean, Marquise Lee could have a big role for this football team, but he's got to be on the field to be able to do that. That goes without saying, yet I said it anyway. All right, Blake Bortles coming up, still a little bit more from Luke Jokel as well as we move along. But coming up next, we've got This State in Football and the Honda Drive Around the NFL. Wednesday's brought to you by Metro Rooter. It's Jaguars today on 1010XL on 92.5 FM.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, this is Jaguars Today. Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jacksonville Sharks, and Jacksonville University. Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM. If you're looking for a vehicle and you want to talk to an expert before you decide, the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour is the place. Saturday mornings at 11 on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Your company, your vehicle at Duval Ford. It's how we roll.
Pivot! Pivot!
No matter which way we pivot, the couch is not fitting up these stairs.
Fine, just put it down. Moving is fun, isn't it?
When the going gets tough, take a break at McDonald's with any size soft drink, sweet tea, or Dasani bottled water for just $1.19.
You know, the couch looks pretty good in the stairwell. I say we leave it.
Huh.
A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Get deals on the download with the McDonald's app.
Let me get a McPick too.
Today is full of choices, from your outfit...
Killer shoes.
...to your radio station.
Turn it up!
Now enjoy a few more choices at McDonald's. With the McPick 2 for $5 menu, choose any two classics like the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece Chicken McNuggets for just $5.
Just $5?
Just $5. So hurry in today and enjoy the choice on McDonald's McPick 2 for $5 menu.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on menu board. Limited time offer.
Metro Rooter, you've probably heard of us. It's no accident that by providing same-day service, professional technicians, and the right equipment, hundreds of businesses count on us every week to keep their drains draining, their plumbing functioning, and their pumps pumping. I'm Tom McLaughlin, CEO of Metro Rooter, and if you are a current customer of ours, I want to thank you for your continued confidence in Metro Rooter. If you'd like to contact Metro Rooter, the plumbing service you can trust, we're on the web at metrorooter.com or just call 695-1911. Thank you.
You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days with 904 Thin. No exercise needed, no cravings, no hunger, no drugs, no hormones. You know how most weight loss professionals tell you not to step on the scale? Well, Dr. Raphael Foss, DPSC, says...
I want you to get on the scale every day. I want you to see how this technology works for you. How would you like to look in the mirror 40 days from now and see that person looking back at you is 20 to 40 pounds lighter?
This technology raises your metabolism, targets belly, butt, hips, and thighs, and it's doctor supervised. It's customized for you to get to the root of your weight issues.
I've seen people lose 40 or more pounds in just 40 days. If you're a diabetic, you need this. If you have low energy, you really need this. I'm Dr. Foss. Please take a look at my video. Go to 904thin.com and click on the free video. That's 904thin.com.
And after watching the free video, call Dr. Foss at 844-904-THIN. That's 844-904-THIN. He can't wait to see you look great.
See dealer for complete details.
It's our summer clearance event. When we say summer clearance, listen up. What we mean is you're not going to get a better deal on a new car or truck for the rest of this year than right now.
Now.
At Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Bay Meadows. Every new vehicle is just that, new. They don't stay on our lot long because we price them right. Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram I-295 and Bay Meadows.
Spokesperson is not an attorney.
File your bankruptcy for as little as $400 down. Call attorney D.C. Higginbotham for a free consultation at 354-6604. The bankruptcy law firm of D.C. Higginbotham. Trusted debt relief for 25 years. Visit jacksdebtrelief.com.
Home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.
Hello, Jacksonville.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use dental floss to cut delicate baked goods.
Floss can also be used to lash pine boughs together to form a sturdy lean-to or fashion a makeshift kilt.
Life tip two, a local Geico agent could help you save hundreds on your car insurance. They're the number one auto insurer in Jacksonville and the largest in Florida. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance.
A Geico agent could save you even more on motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance as well. They even have military and federal employee discounts, and they're not afraid to use them.
Life tip three. You can make your own heat wrap by microwaving a sock filled with uncooked rice.
Your sore muscles will melt, and you'll put your otherwise unproductive rice grains to work.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Your home has a problem. You find cracked foundations, damaged interior walls, and sloping floors. What do you do? Call Foundation Professionals of Florida to identify and solve the issues. How about eroding seawalls? Call the experts who will put 35 years of experience to work for you. Foundation Professionals can stabilize your seawall and solve all your erosion problems. If your home is in jeopardy, call toll-free 1-855-934-7688. That's 1-855-934-7688.
It's Guitar Center's 52nd anniversary, and we're celebrating with exciting new instruments, special financing, and up to 20% off on select gear. At Guitar Center, we carry the best selection of the latest gear from top manufacturers in guitars, drums, keys, DJ, recording, live sound, and more. Don't miss your chance to check out what's new and get up to 20% off on select instruments in every department. Visit one of our 270-plus stores nationwide or shop our complete collection online at guitarcenter.com. Guitar Center, find your sound.
Doing business in North Florida for over 20 years, First Coast Roofing is the only call you need to make for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial, repairs or re-roofs. Call today for a free estimate, 287-7756. How about a roof for as little as $500? First Coast Roofing specializes in roofs damaged by wind or hail and will work with you to file your homeowner's claim with the insurance company. Call Bob Roberts at First Coast Roofing for all your roofing needs, 287-7756. License number CCC-056799.
Hey, this is Tony of Tony D's Pizza. When you want authentic New York pizza and pasta, come to my place, Tony D's Pizza. If you can't make it in, we can deliver it to you guys. Tony D's Pizza, Bay Meadows and 9A.
So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
And now, this date in football history.
Ah, you wait for it every day, and here it goes. This date in football history, August 10th. Go back to 1956. Man, they played that Chicago All-Star game for a long damn time. In 1956, is already the 23rd incarnation of the Collegiate All-Stars playing the NFL champs. The Cleveland Browns were the NFL champs. That's how long ago that was. 26-0, they blanked the All-Stars. In 1991, on this date, Paul McGuire, NFL sportscaster, as you remember, used to be on Sunday Night Football, suffered a heart attack at the age of 53. Paul McGuire had the annoying habit of telling you something he thought he saw, and then even when the replay showed objective evidence that that's not what happened, he continued to describe it the first way. Like if he said, hey, the running back then ran out of bounds at the 10-yard line, and it clearly showed him inbounds by 3 feet, he would say, see, right there, see what I tell you. Paul McGuire, one of my least favorite sportscasters, but glad he survived his heart attack in 1991. Famous birthdays for this date, Billy Ray Smith out of Arkansas in 1961. He was born on this date. He was the fifth overall pick in 1983 of the San Diego Chargers. He turns 55 years old today. Heisman Trophy winner Gino Toretta. Marshall Faulk still upset about that, but nevertheless, Gino Toretta, born on this date, at one point held most of the major Miami passing records. He turns 46 years old today, won the Heisman in 1992. Oh, who was Mark Brunell's favorite target? So the joke went. Samari Roll turns 40 years old today, and a blight on Jaguar history. Born in the state in 1978. Remember when Spurgeon Wynn quarterbacked a game against the Jaguars back in 2000, Tony?
He was vaguely
5 for 16 passing.
He's solid.
Played almost the whole game. There were only two other players that each got one passing attempt. He was 5 for 16 for 17 yards.
Boom.
As the Jags won, I believe it was 48-0 on that day. Several former Jaguars were born in the state in 1979. Nick Greison, the linebacker, he's 37 years old. Alvin Pierman, also born on this date in 1982. Happy 34th to him. And Geno Hayes. Think about it. Geno Hayes, still only 29 years old, hasn't played a snap since his last couple of seasons, which were spent here in Jacksonville, born in the state in 1987. And that is this date in football history.
Now the Honda Drive Around the NFL, brought to you by your First Coast Honda dealers.
Buffalo Bills first-round pick Reggie Ragland will miss the entire 2016 season after he undergoes surgery to repair a torn ACL in his knee. The Bills signed former linebacker Brandon Spikes earlier this week to replace Ragland on their roster. Philadelphia Eagles offensive lineman Lane Johnson reportedly is facing a 10-game suspension for a violation of the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. Johnson is appealing the suspension, saying that he took an approved amino acid but tested positive for a banned peptide, whatever any of that means. Johnson signed a 5-year, $52 million contract extension with the Eagles in February. The defending Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos are trying to figure out who their starting quarterback is going to be this year after seeing Peyton Manning retire, not being willing to up their offer to Brock Osweiler to keep him around in Denver. He's obviously in Houston now. The Broncos drafted Paxton Lynch in the first round but are expected to let him sit and develop this season. That leaves them with Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian to be this year's starter. They listed them both as co-starters on their first preseason depth chart. The Broncos play Chicago tomorrow night, and Mark Sanchez is expected to get the start in Game 1. I would expect that Siemian probably going to get the start in Game 2. New England Patriots defensive end Rob Ninkovich is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks after tearing his triceps in yesterday's practice. Luckily for Ninkovich, he didn't tear the tendon off the bone, so he should be able to rehab and return in the 2016 season. Wide receiver Julian Edelman, who we mentioned leaving practice early yesterday, is reportedly doing fine. He felt some numbness in his surgically repaired foot, slammed his helmet down in frustration when he did. But doctors are saying that that's the kind of thing that isn't out of the ordinary after the surgery that he had. It was just scar tissue moving around in that repaired foot. And finally, Ray Rice appeared on Mike and Mike this morning, and he is saying that talent is not the reason he isn't getting calls.
My obstacle is very different, you know, and it's very unique. I wasn't on the down part of my career. You know, I had an injury. My injury was a muscle tear. You know, it wasn't an ankle sprain. And I played through that, and then my situation unraveled. I do know that it's not my athletic ability. It's not because I'm going to be 30 next year. It's proven commodities out there right now that's 30. And for me to say I'm on the back end of my career when you got guys that, when I was at the top of my game, that you can list, I was right neck and neck with them. You know, so I know it's not athletic ability, you know, so I'm going to scratch that and say that my situation is very different.
Whatever gets you through the night, Ray.
Yeah, whatever, Ray. It's you can't play anymore.
Right. And you're not going to play anymore. And I don't know at this point if it's out of desperation. And didn't he say, Tony, last time he made a public statement on this, not too many weeks ago, that he'd play for free for this year just because he doesn't want to end it? And
yep.
That's a noble sentiment if, in fact, he were allowed to do that or whatever, I suppose. But that's not happening.
No, it's not going to happen. And finally, as we wrap things up here with the Honda driver on the NFL, some somber news. John Saunders, who works with ESPN, has passed away today at the age of 61. I haven't seen any details yet on exactly why he passed away, but they have announced that he has passed. So another blow for the sports community this year, John Saunders passing away.
Former NFL primetime host.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Saunders is one of those guys that, and he never bothered me, you know what I mean? And that's generally, like I say all the time, that's generally my biggest thing with broadcasters. Can I listen to them? Can I put up listening to them? They don't have to give me a ton. I know the game that I'm watching. I know what they're talking about. But Saunders is always just a pretty much by-the-book guy and straight down the line. I can't imagine he was disliked by many. Again, condolences to his family as well. I told you, my co-host on Sirius, Bob Harris, had a great line a couple days ago. He said, Happy Jeff Fisher Day, because it was 8-8. Then again, you know, July 9th is pretty much Jeff Fisher Day as well. He's got a few different days covered.
October 6th, Jaguars Day.
There you go. October 6th, really? What, not November 5th? Huh?
It's a shame there's only 12 months in the year.
Remember the 5th of November. let us take a look at what Jeff Fisher himself, Mr. 7-9, said on Hard Knocks as he cut a receiver, I think, Deion Long, wide receiver. You know Deion Long? You know much about Deion Long? I don't know much about Deion Long. Deion Long got whacked because apparently he had a female in his room, and Fisher told him that they had two rules, and one was be on time, and the other one was no visitors in your room during training camp. Right, and basically, Fisher told him, he pulled him into his office, and you don't know how much of this gets turned up for dramatic effect. He wants to come off as being a, you know, all business badass or whatever, but he says, we're going to cut you, and then he reminded him that the only rules for camp were to be on time and have no visitors in the dorms. What part did you not understand? Sorry, but this is our world, man. We have rules, and we have to abide by them. I thought I made myself really clear. So later in the episode, Fisher is caught telling his players, I'm not blanking going 7-9. Oh, yes, you are. Or 8-8. Well, that's possible, too. Or 9-7. No, you're not going 9-7. You're right about that one. We have too much talent here for that. We had some 7-9 BS this morning, and we can't have that. Deion is gone.
He should know what it looks like.
That is 7-9 BS, and we don't need it. You're right. I mean, if anybody knows what it looks like, Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher is the weirdest coaching resume, you know? I mean, he's had a handful of, like, 13-win seasons, but the vast majority have been straight mediocrity. I'll never forget covering the Jags for 1010XL. This is might have been around 2007, something like this. It's been a while now, and I was traveling every week wherever the team went on the road, and the Tennessean in Nashville on the front of the sports page when the Jags played them one day, basically talked in their own hometown about how overrated Jeff Fisher was. And this was at a time when Jeff Fisher's name was considered to maybe one of the top five coaches in the National Football League. That was his reputation at the time. And they're like, really? If you really look at it, this guy hovers around 500 or just below it for most of his career, occasionally breaking out of that cycle. And guess what? With Seattle and Arizona going to be as good as they are, I think they're going to be right there again. Case Keenum's your opening day quarterback. I don't see this team.
7-9?
Right. 7-9, might.
If Case Keenum or Jared Goff are your quarterback, you're not winning seven games.
Probably not. Talking with Maurice yesterday, you know, he's like, hey, you know, we're talking from a fantasy perspective. Of course, everyone thinks Gurley's going to be good. I think Tavon Austin is one of the underrated players because the guy scored 10 touchdowns last year, and his own head coach said he could catch 100 balls this year with people paying attention to Todd Gurley. But he said, quickly added, don't look for anything at the quarterback position, you know, for this year. So, look, he's a work in progress. Not everybody who gets picked in the top five or whatever is ready to go right away. Blake Bortles wasn't ready to go right away. They just had to play him in week three out of necessity. They didn't want to do that. And I'm sure they'd love to have Goff be ready for it. But at the same time, I think they don't want to stunt his growth by putting him in there and, you know, putting him in a situation where he's got little chance for personal or team success early on. Not a whole lot of weapons around him in the passing game out there right now. So keep an eye on Mr. 7-9 on Hard Knocks on HBO throughout the course of its run here. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from your quarterback, Blake Bortles, as he met with the media yesterday after practice, getting ready for his preseason debut. What do you give Blake? A series tomorrow? Two? Tops?
You hope they score on the first series, and then it's one.
If they go right down the field and put points on the board, even if it's a field goal, you think that's enough?
Yes.
I do, too. Get them in, get them out, especially with the left side of the offensive line being a little bit in flux.
Last night on the 0-0, which is a new segment that or a new hour that the Frangie Show has with O'Halloran and Osher.
They're starting fresh every week at 0-0.
The 0-0 guys both believe that Blake plays at least two series. I believe Osher said maybe even on the whole quarter.
Wow. Well, you know.
Two series was the talk of it.
They do want to get off to fast starts this year. I'm more concerned for tomorrow with Blake staying upright.
My idea would be he's going to get two series, and if they score on the first one, he's out.
That would be the way I'd approach it. Let's say he goes 4-for-6 for 40 yards passing, get a couple of nice Chris Ivory runs, and you stick it in the end zone. No matter what way you stick it in there, leave on a high note. Get him out of there.
With Luke Jokel always at left tackle while Blake's in, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would, absolutely. Why are you going to risk the franchise quarterback, right? Why you can't? Man, they've got issues right now on that side of the line, and that goes without saying. Yet, once again, for the second time this morning, I said it anyway, all right? Maybe I should stop saying it goes without saying and then talking about it immediately. Blake Bortles coming up next. It's a Metro Rooter Wednesday here on Jaguars Today. Weigh in on the fan feedback spotlight today on any social media avenue that you like, where we ask you which Jaguar, past or present, who's not in the media, would make a great broadcaster, in your opinion. That one inspired by Maurice Jones-Drew getting the job now as the L.A. Rams color commentator for their radio network. With Fat Tony and Tyler Devitt, I'm Mike Dempsey. It's Jaguars Today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field.
Want to lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days? Find out about the most powerful weight loss technology ever with Dr. Raphael Foss. It's the First Coast Health and Weight Loss Hour brought to you by 904 Thin. Sunday mornings at 7 on 1010XL. The heat is on and your old windows could be costing you money in higher AC bills. American Window Products can replace your old windows with energy efficient Eastern architectural systems and save you the money that's slipping through the cracks. And because you're a 1010XL listener, you'll get a free Energy Star glass package. Find out all about it at AmericanWindowProducts.com or call 731-2247.
American Windows, the window professionals.
Hello, this is Father Nicholas Lowe, and I want to talk to you about letting things roll off of your back. So often we can make big deals out of things that are not really big deals. We can allow them to steal the joy of our day. But let me remind you that don't allow anyone or anything to steal the joy of today. Go out today not letting little things steal the big things that God has in store for you.
For more inspiration, log on to stjohnthedivine.com.
Now that should take care of any problem. Wild West Guns and Gold is always there for you because even a 60-second response time is not enough. Wild West Guns and Gold only buys dealer direct and passes the savings directly on to you. Not only does Wild West Guns and Gold guarantee the best price every time, they have the best selection on everything from handguns to military assault rifles. Call 693-0777 or visit gunsforjax.com. That's guns, the number 4, JAX.com for more information.
Baseball's never been.
Jacksonville Suns baseball, fundamentally different.
The Suns are home this weekend. Tomorrow it's Mavericks Live Thirsty Thursday with a dollar beer. Napa Family Fireworks Friday. Baptist Health presents Superhero Lunch Bag Giveaway Saturday. And kids run the bases after Sunday Family Fun Day. Affordable family fun with the Suns. Tickets start at just $5. Call 358-2846 or log on to jacksons.com. This summer, Hidden Hills Country Club continues their 50th anniversary celebration by welcoming active or retired military to our country club. How about taking advantage of the military half-price membership offer or the three-play and get one free special? Hidden Hills, since 1966, with golf, tennis, swimming, fitness, dining, and social amenities. Celebrate the 50th anniversary at Hidden Hills Country Club. Call the Pro Shop at 620-0910.
Dan Hicken, mornings on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
If you're a police officer, firefighter, or active military, secure your reserved parking space now at Tailgaters Parking for the entire Jaguars football season and get a 10% discount by booking prior to August 12th. Your personal parking space includes a covered pavilion with a restaurant and full bar, safe and secure restrooms, and in-lot security. Call 353-1126. Book before August 12th and get a 10% discount. Call 353-1126. Tailgaters Parking.
Hacker here. Ask your friends where to get the best wings and jacks. You'll get one answer. Wing It. They have all the TV deals, so enjoy college football with game day drink specials at two locations in Ocean Way and Mandarin. Come hang out and wing it today.
Hello, I'm Bill Harrell. After an accident, call us as soon as possible. Evidence can be lost. Witnesses forget. It's simple. The sooner we investigate, the better your result. Harrell and Harrell. Don't settle for less than you deserve.
Guys, I'm going to get straight to the point because I've been talking about this for a while now. Ladies love smooth skin. If you're resorting to shaving off the unwanted hair on your back, neck, or shoulders, you're wasting your time. As you know, it grows back the next day. I've looked into all the options, and laser hair removal from Ideal Image is the best way to get rid of it. They understand that guys have their own unique needs when it comes to hair removal. It can be embarrassing, and they know exactly how to take care of it.
Get 50% off laser hair removal. Ideal Image has state-of-the-art FDA-cleared lasers that treat different skin types. Are you ready to be free of unwanted hair? The market's at Town Center and Orange Park on US 17 in Fleming Island. Medical Director Dr. Holly Hickman, 904-652-0652. That's 904-652-0652. Take advantage of their 50% off laser hair removal sale. Call for your private complimentary consultation. Visit idealimage.com. Make sure you tell them Amanda from 1010XL sent you.
Zaxby's is cranking out spicy honey barbecue. The sweet taste of honey with a little bit of kick, all in one delicious plate of wings. Check out our favorite Zaxby's locations at the St. John's Town Center, in Bartram Park off Old St. Augustine Road, and on University. Make it Zaxby's.
Let Haviland Express Lube take care of your oil change needs. Our technicians will get you on your way in minutes. Serving the Jacksonville area with 17 convenient locations. Haviland Express Lube. Our customers receive fast, friendly service every visit.
I'm Greg Coleman, former Rains High Viking and Minnesota Viking.
This is Bill Polian of ESPN
on 1010XL,
92.5 FM.
One of the most ridiculous things I've heard is someone questioning the leadership of an African-American athlete by saying he isn't black enough. That was one of the things that came out of the Seattle locker room about Russell Wilson. We've heard it before about RG3. Black enough for who? Street cred is meant for rappers, not quarterbacks. Your talk, walk, music, food, all parts of your culture, but it's so much more. You know what being black means to me? Think of the dawn of civilization, the great minds, artists, and creators in history, survivors of the world's greatest theft and still overcoming and producing brilliance in a world where the education and legal systems are anything but fair. Most of those who question someone's blackness know more about Dr. Dre than Dr. King, and wouldn't know Tommy Smith and John Carlos if they were standing next to them. There was another African-American some labeled not black enough. Now they call him Mr. President.
That's pretty strong commentary right there from John
Saunders,
who passed away this morning at the age of 61. You and I can't speak at all to the black experience or anything like that, but
nope.
Well, that's some pretty eloquent words right there by John Saunders. We were sitting around talking about, on the break, different shows. That was one of those monologue pieces at the end of a sports reporter segment where they all get to kind of sign off and do whatever they want for about 60 seconds. And I think Tyler said, is it the longest running ESPN show?
I believe it's like one of the top three, maybe even be the longest running shows at ESPN.
Wouldn't SportsCenter be the longest running show on ESPN? I would think. I don't know. I mean,
it would certainly be up there.
I'm trying to think. I was looking up sports reporters on when it started. Let's see. I don't know. I can't get a quick date why they don't have this.
Yeah,
on
SportsCenter has been 34 years. So
okay.
They're getting close there.
Sports 34
reporters,
years.
Just nearing 30.
1988, it looks like, was the first edition of sports reporters. And Bill Conlon was the guy I was trying to think of, Tony. Bill Conlon. I could have sworn there was some kind of, allegations of child molestation. As Conlon passed away, he was from Philadelphia, right? He was like one of these crusty old, never happy with anything, much like the image of Philadelphia sports fans in general. And he resigned his sports writing position back in 2011, hours prior to the publication of allegations of child molestation.
In 1987, ESPN introduced SportsCenter, NFL Primetime, College Game Day, Sunday NFL Countdown, and then the following year, the Sports Reporters, and those five shows have been the longest-running shows.
So that was 87, you said?
87, SportsCenter, College Game Day,
really?
Sunday NFL Countdown, and NFL Primetime all debuted. The following year was the Sports Reporters. So those five have been around forever.
Tyler, you have not known me as long as Tony. Tony's probably heard me say, we were... the way I like to describe my relationship with technology is, I believe my mom got her first microwave oven somewhere around 1992. Okay, so we were not exactly technologically advanced in the Dempsey household, and that included no cable television. All right, so I was a three-channel watching guy. I guarantee you we didn't have cable prior to me going off to college in 1986. Never had cable television, so I never watched ESPN. But what do they do, I wonder, before SportsCenter, like to aggregate the day's news? Or were they just running around showing like the Putt-Putt World Championships and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they did do
I mean, I've
like
seen
that.
Putt-Putt on ESPN.
Do you still get the Highland, the Scottish Highland Games at all? That used to be a staple on ESPN in the mid-afternoon.
Every now and then I think I still see the strongman competition.
World's Strongest Man, Magnus Vermagnussen.
But not as much as I used to, but I'm not, like, stuck in the house on Friday nights at 11 o'clock like I used to be.
What are you trying to say?
When you used
my choice.
To just put on ESPN, it's like, oh, it's another strongman competition as I'm trying to go to sleep.
Right.
You know, I don't do that anymore.
Who goes to sleep at 11:30 on Friday night?
Middle schooler.
All right, middle school. All right, that seems fast. Wow, that's even pretty late. Did you get to stay up that late when you're in middle school?
I had a TV in my room.
Ah.
So.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
We did have a little TV. You know, the size of a toaster oven in the kitchen, and I would sneak out there and unplug that. And that was my technological advancement. That's how I got TV in my bedroom. I just had to remember not to fall asleep before I put it back. I'd put it right next to my bed on a chair.
Yeah.
And
the first TV I had in my room was like a 13-inch black and white.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Yeah,
right.
TV is what I had in my room, and I wasn't supposed to have it on at night. I used to, like, when I would go to bed, I had a radio in the room. So during baseball season, I would listen to the Braves broadcast as I was going to sleep, basically, because they were in town when I was a kid growing up. And Monday Night Football, I would sneak the TV on every week for Monday Night Football. I wasn't supposed to be watching it, but I'd be watching black and white 13-inch TV.
Dang.
So I could watch it. And then when we moved out of the apartment and moved into my first house as a kid, and my parents are still living in that house, I got a 15-inch color TV. And I thought I was, the king for having that in my room. And they hooked up cable in my room so I could get ESPN and everything in there, too. It was absolutely amazing.
That is pretty big step.
So I came
right
across
there.
A list of all of the shows ESPN's had in their history.
Okay.
And the only ones I'm really finding before 1985 are NASCAR shows and a business show.
Like regular shows?
Like, yeah, it was called NASCAR Speed Week. And then also Sports Night was one of them that came across in the 90s. It just seems like they had only NASCAR shows before 85.
Huh.
I don't know if this is wrong or what. But.
Well, maybe as regularly recurring shows. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't have ESPN. And I got to college and I was like, wow, they show college basketball games on this? Really? Wow. And I think I never stopped watching. And my grades reflected that after the first three
semesters.
One more
cool John Saunders note. He was like one of the founding board members of the V Foundation, which is one of the best cancer charities in the country. So, or in the world, I should say.
By what? I mean, you're just guessing? I mean, I'm not doubting that it is. Do you know? Do we know this? Do they raise like a high percentage of money compared to other?
100% of their profits do go to
100%
cancer research. Yeah.
Well, I mean, profits, right? You know, what's the overhead? The J Fund is 90%+ of every dollar they take in goes directly to help families. Their overhead is extremely
100%
low.
Of donations, not just profits. 100% of donations go to cancer research.
That's awesome.
And over $130 million the V Foundation has done, and John Saunders was like one of the founding guys for that
you mean
charity.
You mean it doesn't go to cancer awareness like the Live Strong Foundation?
No. Ugh.
So we can all be aware that cancer exists? Thanks, Lance. Appreciate that.
Or the NFL-sponsored Everything for Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Yes.
It's not going to research. It's just going to make you more aware
right.
that we have breast cancer.
And look,
world.
There's nothing wrong with trying to put out there to you know, do self-exams, whether it's for men or women or anything like that. But you get the feeling that you're like, wow, they're going to cure cancer with all this money they're raising. No, that's not always the goal of some of these charities.
No.
All right, moving along. Let's get to Blake Bortles here and his comments, brief as they were, after yesterday's practice, and talked about his goal for tomorrow night's game.
You know, I think to have a smooth operation, you know, get in and out of the huddle, good communication, no pre-snap errors. You know, everybody's lining up right. If we shift in motion and do some stuff like that, that's all sharp and good decision-making.
And I wonder how well that'll go up front.
I do, too. It just seems like a ridiculous thing. Like, I understand the commentary, but we just want to get out of the huddle right.
Right. Well, I guess you're saying, you know, it's all that part of that philosophy of building blocks.
No,
right?
I get it.
And do things the right way and you'll get the results.
Especially,
you see.
I mean, it's a bunch of different moving pieces and everything. It's on that offensive line with Wells not being available now, too. I mean, it's a whole thing with the offensive line. So I understand it. I'm not real comfortable with my quarterback going into his third year. What do you want to get accomplished in the first preseason game? We want to get out of the huddle right, you know. And when I call a man to go in motion, I'm hoping he goes in motion. Is basically what I'm looking for.
Right, and in the proper direction.
Right, that kind of thing.